Prayers for Central Milton Keynes on Friday, October the 15th. Good morning. Today we will pray for Central Milton Keynes as it takes on the colours of autumn flame, as the light changes from the height of summer to hugging the horizon towards year's end, and as our parish grows with each new home built, each new residence arrival. Let's begin today in thanksgiving. Almighty God, we lift up our hearts to you in gratitude for all your loving kindness, for life and health, for love and friendship, for the joy of this new day, for the wonder and beauty of the world, and for all things true and honorable, just and pure, lovely and gracious. May we walk close to you throughout today. Amen. If you've visited the church in the last couple of weeks or so, you will have seen that there is a massive clear-out tidy-up going on. As you can imagine, things accumulate over time, and we've had almost 30 years to do this. As I was tidying away some pantomime costumes, I came across some copies of news clippings from 13th March 1992, the day our church was dedicated. The headline read, "New Church Opens, a Beacon of Hope." The photo featured the Queen, of course, but the article described the ecumenical nature of Cornerstone and how this may be a model for future Christians, where they have common worship and common service. It reminded me of Jesus' words in Matthew 5. "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." It's not easy to keep that light shining up on its lampstand. It's not easy to make sure the light reaches everyone in the house. It often feels like we are a series of tiny tea lights casting a very small light. Our community feels disjointed, like friends reaching out to shake hands, but always just missing each other. Almighty God, our fellowship at Christ the Cornerstone has so much to live up to, so much to do, to give light and offer hope to Central Milton Keynes. Give us energy to seek each other out and reconnect, energy to come together to learn how to serve CMK, energy to come together for learning, energy to take up the tasks of our roadmap and get on with the doing, energy to come together in prayer. Almighty God, fill us with your Spirit, that we may live your invitation to come into the light. At the command of Christ we pray. Amen. Those headlines also brought back memories of all the Cornerstone people I've known over the years and how they carried their share of the light in their time. Some have gone to rest. Some are now having to rest. They have shaped who we are. Almighty God, bless all in our fellowship who must support your work from behind a shield. Keep them safe. Keep them connected. May the Wi-Fi never give out. Thanks for our predecessors who are resting now with you. May we be faithful followers in their exemplary footsteps. As Christ taught us, we pray. Amen. As the reading reminds us, nobody turns on a light, then covers it up. The light is necessary to seek out the dim corners, the little used pathways, the places of need. 30 years ago, CMK was smaller, with not so many dark places. It was easier to just open our brand new doors and let the people wander in. Everybody knew it was a special place. Today, the noise of life, the crowd of activity, and the lack of a good reason to venture into town dim that light that we lit. Life requires us all to refresh our ecumenical unity. Almighty God, we pray for Central Milton Keynes, its residents and visitors, its employers and workers, its teachers and learners, its servants and those being served, its institutions and public provisions, its beauty, its edginess, its parks and green spaces. May we and our prayers sanctify all of this to your praise and glory. Help us meet the challenges of service here. In the powerful name of Christ we pray. Amen. And now may the light of Christ shine in our hearts, from our eyes, and in all we do, today and always.